Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Gimel. We are on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis. And Abaye yesterday said the following thing. He said, you know, when you have a mechitza, things have become more machmir. Because in the client case, if there's no mechitza separating my yard from his yard, then all I have in my own yard. And I want to plant vegetables and I want to plant grapes. All I got to do is be 4 hours away. And I can plant whatever I want. You put a mechitza here, and I can't. Right? You put a mechitza, you have a big chatzar, going into a small chatzar, and you said, I can't plant the same thing, it's a different chatzar. So what do you see? By making the mechitza, you make things more machmir. That's what Abaye said, you see. You see, the fact that you made a mechitza made it worse, that's very unusual. So the Gemara said, no, it's not that the mechitza made it worse, it was the entrance way, it gave a whole teretz. But the fact that Abaye couldn't comprehend that a mechitza could make things worse. Couldn't understand such a thing. How could a mechitza make it worse? Right? So, Amalei Rava La Abaye, bottom line. V'lo matzinu mechitza la'aser? Well, you don't find the mechitza makes things worse? It's not such a crazy thing. You don't find such a thing? You do. V'itmar. It's a very difficult case now. All these things are always difficult. Sichei hagabi achsadra. You put tzchach on top of an achsadra. What's an achsadra? So, an achsadra is a place that has 4 posts.
A gazebo.
It has no walls. Now, that's not a valid sukkah. You can't have a sukkah with 0 walls. Just to put four, like a chuppah. Put 4 posts, put tzchach on top, you can't sit under there. So this case is not exactly that. The case is where the gazebo is in between 2 walls. So I have 2 walls. This is empty, it's open, this side's open. I put 2 walls, and then I got 2 posts over here. These 2 posts are enough to make a 3rd wall. So for a 3rd wall, all it is a tefach. So it's not really a real gazebo, because I got 2 walls here, or it's the 2 walls of the chatzar, whatever it is, 2 existing walls. I put 2 posts over here, maybe put 2 posts over there also, put tzchach on top, that's okay. Right? Shichich agabi achsadra, sheyesh lo p'tzimin, has to have p'tzimin. P'tzimin are these posts sticking out so that you have it at a 3rd wall. And then what's the story? Ksheira. It's good. Right? It's valid sukkah. The ilu, hishva p'tzima p'sula. But if I take the inner walls of the walls, let's say the 2 walls of a chatzar, and I line them with wood, so that I've smoothed out the p'tzimin, and now there are no p'tzimin, there's no thing sticking out, they don't have a 3rd wall. You hear what's going on? I don't have a 3rd wall. So if I do that, don't do that, but if I do that, if I smooth out these 2 walls, so that the p'tzimin now are flush with the walls, I don't have p'tzimin. So I only have 2 walls. And if that's the case, Hishra Petima Pesula. Then the sukkah becomes puzzle. Right? Now, by adding these 2 walls, I've just sort of made a mechitza. Because I've made the walls nicer and better, and I sort of like made a mechitza. So you see that making a mechitza makes things worse? Difficult question. Very difficult question. So Amalei Abaye, first Abaye answers, Lididi Kshera. First of all, I hold that doesn't change a thing. That doesn't change the mechitza. That doesn't change the sukkah. Doesn't change anything. And therefore, according to me, it would still be good. So first of all, the whole thing's not a kasha to me anyway. Lididach, but according to you, it's not a case of creating a mechitza makes it worse. Siluk mechitzahu. You've removed the mechitza. By building the wall flush with the petzimin, you've removed it. Make a mechitza. It's just the opposite. You've removed the mechitza. By removing the mechitza, you made it worse. And therefore, it's not a kasha on me at all. I hold mechitzas can't make things worse. You try to make me right. Hey, the mechitza didn't make things worse. The removal of the mechitza made it worse. How is it a removal of a mechitza? Right? How is it a removal of a mechitza? Rashi says, look at the Rashi of Ludidach. Ludidach namidamarta psula, you hold it to puzzle, Ein kad mechitza le'iser. There's no mechitza created. The hacha heinu taima. There's a reason why it's no good. Shesilik mechmikanas am petzimin. You remove the petzimin. By creating a wall flush with the wall that's already there, all you've done is made the wall thicker. All that did is make the p'timen less noticeable. Not noticeable at all. If there's no p'timen. So all you did, you removed the mechitza. You didn't create a mechitza, just the opposite. Mechanis and p'timen, v'esha mechitzos ha-rishonos, I did mechitzos ha-lalu. You took away the old mechitza by putting these walls up. V'amid al-elu levadon, and they're standing by themselves. There's no p'timen. When you have two walls, you can't make a sukkah like that. Not a kash on me at all. Now, I'm not 100% sure why, what was the havamina, that putting the walls there creates a mechitza. I'm not sure what that means, it creates a mechitza. But that's what Abaye says. You didn't create a mechitza, just the opposite. You took the mechitza away. Okay? Amalei Rabba bar Chanan la'Abaye, v'lo matzino mechitza le'eser. We don't find the case of mechitza asering. Another case. Another hard case. V'atanya, bias, you have a house, shechetzio mekora, half of it has a roof, v'chetzio ain't a mekora, and half of it doesn't have a roof. But it's like a sun house, like a sunroom or something like that. Half it's roofed, half it's unroofed. Gifadin kan. If vegetables, grapes are in the covered portion, grapes are in the covered part. Mutu lezroa kan. You're allowed to plant in the un. You're allowed to plant whatever you want in the uncovered part. Why? They're considered two different locations. So you can plant grapes here. Covered, and over here it's not covered, I can put tomatoes. V'ilu hishves kiruyav, but if I make the whole thing covered, I extend the roof, and the whole thing is covered, usher, it becomes usher. So what do you see? By creating a roof, I made a mechitza now, and I ushered it. So you see that a mechitza makes things worse. Before I was allowed to plant grapes and vegetables, grapes and tomatoes in the same place, because one was covered, one wasn't. If I cover both areas, I can't. So what do you see? That creating a mechitza by covering it and making it more of a rishus yachid, it made it worse. Amalei Abaye gives Amalei Hasam sealed mechitza too. Same answer. That doesn't create a mechitza. It's just the opposite. That removed the mechitza. I had a mechitza separating the covered area and the uncovered area, but you extending the roof, you removed the mechitza. You didn't create a mechitza. Just the opposite. That's not a kasha at all. Shalach le'Ravel Abaye bar Rav Shemaya bar Zeira. V'lo matzira mechitza la'aser. You don't find such a thing in mechitzas aser. V'yesh v'atanya, yesh mechitzas akerem l'hakul l'hachmir. You can have a vineyard which has kulas and chumras. Some vineyards are could be kulas and chulas. Kulas and chumras. Ketzad, what's going on here? Kerem hanatua ad ikr mechitza. Again, we said this yesterday. I have a vineyard, and my vineyard, there's a wall around my property. You live next door. I plant as far as I could up to the wall. You can't plant up to the wall because you can't get the plow in there. So I plant as close as I possibly can to the wall. Iker mechitza, by the wall. Zeriam iker mechitza ve'elech. On the other side of the wall, which is your property, you can plant whatever you want over there. They're very close to each other. It makes no difference. There's a wall in between. Doesn't make a difference. She'ilu ein sham mechitza, mach dal ramas v'zeria. If there wouldn't be a mechitza there, you'd have to be 4 amas away from each other. Now that there's a mechitza there, I'm even less than 4 amos away. V'zehu mechitza kerem l'hakel. So you see that there could be a case of a kula by a vineyard. All you have to do is for your neighbors put up a wall, and then I can plant much whatever I want up to the wall, and you can put whatever you want up to your wall, same wall. But since there's a wall separating different properties, you don't have to be mekel. You don't have to be machmir. You can be mekel because halacha is you're not allowed to put anything with grapes, right? U'lahachmir ketzad. What's an example of being machmir? So the article has like very very basic pictures. The picture book would be better. So what happened to being machmir over here? So the following. Now we're talking about you're in one property. You're in one property. So there's two cases. One case is where the vineyard is on the around the perimeter of the property and the middle is empty. And the other case is the exact opposite. The middle is the vineyard and around it is empty. So how much space do you have to leave before you're allowed to plant something else? So we said 4 amos. It's not 100% true, 4 amos. It's going to be a little bit, we're going to tweak that right now. So, ketad, hayamashah panakosel yud alav ama. It's got to be less than 12 amos. It says 11. It means less than 12. Lo yavi zero l'sham. You're not allowed to bring another plant there. Meaning you gotta be 12, it has to be 12 amos away. Where'd 12 come from? Why 12? We said 4. So we'll see in a minute where the 12 comes from. Shel male ein mechitza marchik dalet amos vizareya. Because if not 12, you're not going to have 4 amos away. The 12 is as follows. You have to have, you have a vineyard. And the vineyard is on the perimeter of the property. Around the property. So I have, the middle is all empty. I need 4 amos on each side of the perimeter, because you can't, well, you have a vineyard, you can't just, how are you tending to the vineyard? You have to tend to it, you have to take care of it. How are you doing that? From a helicopter? You need 4 amos of space to be able to tend to the vineyard. So if the vineyard's in the perimeter, I need 4 amos on this side, 4 amos on this side, so I can tend to the vineyard, and then I have 8 in the middle, and I can plant whatever I want. That's why it's 12. 8 plus 4 is 12. I'm sorry. It's 4, 4, and 4. I have 4 amos to tend to the vineyard, 4 amos to tend to the vineyard, and then I have 4 amos in the middle, and I can plant whatever I want. Less than 4 amos, you're not going to plant anything. It's such a small area. So 4 amos, and then I have 4 amos to tend to the vineyard on that side, 4 amos on that side, 4 amos in the middle, and that I can do. So it has to be less than, it can't be less than 12.
4 amos in the middle, you can plant whatever you want.
Exactly. It's less than 12. That's what it means. Less than 12. Has to be at least 12. It calls it 11. Rashi doesn't mean 11. It means less than 12. It can be 11.9. Right? What? Exactly. V'zui mechitzas hakerem lahachmer. So what do you see? When there was a wall separating the two properties, then there was no shear of separation.
But you need 4 amos, what you just said a minute ago. You need 4 amos to enter the vineyard. You need that 4 amos space between the end of the vineyard and the wall.
But the point is, let's say you don't do that. Let's say you don't. You'll have a very bad vineyard. And you're only going to tend to it from this side, and what's near the wall, you're not going to tend to. Let's say you do that. The point is, on the other side of the wall, you don't have to give any space. You can plant right up to the wall on both sides. You might not do it because it's not going to be good, but halachically you could do it.
You don't use grapes on the other side, you can go right through the wall.
Exactly. You can put anything you want on the other side. Less than 4 amos. If you're in the same vineyard, much worse. You have to, so much space you got to leave over. So what do you see? What do you see? That, Zui mechitza zakerem lahachmir. How is the mechitza being machmir? Because in my own property, the wall is considered a mechitza. We're going to see that in a minute. And what do you see? That a mechitza made a machmir. Because the wall between my property and your property, that's not called a mechitza. I don't know what that's called. But it, within the same property, would be more machmir because I need to give space for to tend to it. And if I'm giving space to tend to it, it's like a mechitza and it's more machmir. So Amalei Abaya says that, Amalei Ul Taimecha, if that's what your kasha is going to be on me, and Abaya is going to give the same answer. You're not creating a mechitza, you're getting rid of mechitzas. It's going to be the same answer. But first Abaya says, "Oh, Zvina mi mafnisan." Ask me a kasha for a mishnah. Why are you picking a brisa? At least ask me a kasha for a mishnah. Ditnan, Abaya knew this kasha is coming. It's not a kasha. What's the kasha? Ditnan. There's a mishnah in Klai that says like this. Karachas hakerem. If you have a karachas hakerem. A karachas hakerem means the middle of the kerem is empty. The middle of the kerem is empty. So Beishamai Omrim Chavtal Ramos. Beishamai says the middle of the kerem has to be 24 amos of open space. We don't like that. Beishil Omrim Tet Zayin Amos. 16 amos. Why 16? So you need 4, again, the vineyard is on the perimeter. So the middle is empty. So I need 4 amos to tend to the vineyard on one side. 4 amos on the other side. That's 12. That's 8. And then 8 in the middle. Why 8 in the middle? Why not 4 in the middle? So I think Rashi explains you want 8 in the middle so then you can tend to the middle one, whatever you're doing in the middle. So you can tend to it from both sides. You can tend to the vineyard. You can tend to the so 8. So it's 4, 8, and 4, which equals 16.
How does that that make sense if you need 8 to 10 to it from the middle?
Because,
You can't tend to it if it's 4?
No, you can tend to it if it's 4. You can tend to it if it's 4, but then you're getting another 4.
Turn to the next page, you get the chart. Easier.
See, but then I don't understand, because if you're doing it from both sides, you get left with 0. So I'm not 100% sure why there's 8 here. If I have 4, I have the vineyard, 4, then 8, then 4, then the vineyard. So why is there 8 in the middle? Why is there 8 in the middle? Because you need space to tend to it? Then if you have space on both sides, you have 0 left. So I'm not 100% sure what the 8 is doing here. You hear what I'm asking? Anyone hear what I'm asking? If you have to tend to the middle, why then if you have 8, 8 minus 8 is 0. So there's no space. So I'm not 100% sure what Beshat Bar Pilla is saying. Why it has to be exactly 8. I'm not 100% sure. But the point is, there's no point to this case. This is the easy case. The next case is the kasha. The next case is the opposite. The case is a normal case where you have the vineyard in the middle. How much space do I have to leave over to plant something by the wall? I have a vineyard in the middle. I have a lot of empty space.
The middle space that you're using is not vineyard. You know that, right?
I know. So why is it 8?
That's the minimum amount you can do.
Why? Just that's the kacha? That's what it is?
They're saying that it has to be a certain shear inside that can be considered independent from the rest of the world.
I understand. So what's that shear? I've already moved 4 amos away. I have the vineyard at the ends. I moved 4 amos. Now I have 8 amos.
Right.
Why 8? But why not 4?
Because if it was smaller than that, it wouldn't be considered its own space.
Uh-huh. Okay, fair enough.
So the 4 amos vineyard in the middle or 4 amos planting, it's not considered its own space.
Fine.
It's considered part of it.
Fine, fair enough.
Space around it.
Fine. Now, Mechal HaKerem, that's where the kasha is going to come from. Mechal HaKerem means I have a vineyard in the middle. I have a vineyard in the middle. For whatever reason, I planted a small vineyard in the middle. I have a lot of empty space from the end of the vineyard to the wall of my property. A lot of empty space. I could plant something else there. How much space do I have to leave before I could plant something else? So, Mechal HaKerem, that's that case. Beshame Omrim Tezayinama, 16. Ubeisilo Omrim Yud Beis, 12. What 12? So I have the vineyard. Then I have to leave 4 amos for tending to the vineyard. Then I have to leave 4 amos away from the wall. Because you can't plant near a wall. So I got 4 amos left. And now I can plant 4 amos surrounding the vineyard. So here it's 4 amos, it's considered a chashav. And over there it was 8. I'm not sure of the difference. Yeah, the Ezi Karachas HaKerem, Kerem Shecharav Emtsiyaso, the Kerem at the middle got empty, in Ein Sham Tezayinama, Lo Yivazer L'Sham. If it's less than 16, you can't plant there, Hayisham Tezayinama, Lo Hayisham Tezayinama, notice and look at the Avodaso, Fizrei Etzamoser. Okay, what was that case? Vezu Karachas HaKerem, Kerem Shekarav Emtsiyaso, Imein Sham Sheshes Reyama, Lo Yav Vizera L'Sham, Hayisham Sheshes Reyama, Nosin Lo Kedei Lavadaso, Vizera Tamosar. That's the same case that we said before. That means you have to leave 4. That's where the vineyard is in the perimeter. Fine? Very good. Hayisham Yud Beis Ama, if only had 12. No saying, lo, kadev, vadasa, vadasa, moser. Fine. Same thing, same case as before. The vineyard's in the middle. If the vineyard's in the middle, you leave 4 to tend to the vineyard. You have 4 spaces to plant. And then you leave 4 near the wall. So what do you see? That having a wall around your property gave you less area. Because when the vineyard's in the perimeter, I could plant 8 in the middle. But when the vineyard's in the wall, but when the vineyard's in the middle, then I can only plant 4. So what do you see? The machitza made it worse. That's the Gemara's question. It's a very, very funny question because machitza made it worse. That's a bias answer. The wall didn't have machitza to make it worse. That's just the configuration. When it comes to a wall, since I don't want to plant near a wall, I can't plant near the wall. The baini in the middle, iyekadal chashivin vila lo chashivin. If it's good chashiv, yes. If not, not. In other words, It has nothing. These different shears have nothing to do with mechitzas. It has nothing to do with that. The whole thing was not a kasha at all. Okay, new topic. New topic. Amar Yehuda, Gimel Karfifios. Zebitzadzeh. Vishnayim hachitzonim megufafim. Vemtzai ena megufaf. The middle one, it's shaped like the capital letter I. The capital letter I has a bar, a skinny thing, and then a bar. So imagine the top is a karfif, then the middle one is a karfif, then the bottom is a karfif again. If you're in the middle karfif, looking at the two ends, what do you see? An entrance. If you're in the two ends, looking at the middle, what do you see? Open space. Okay? There's a picture of it in Rashi. Rashi has two pictures. One looks like an eye, and the other one looks almost like a plus sign. That's the opposite case. That's where the middle one is fatter than the two end ones. We're going to answer that case in a minute. So, Amar Yehuda, Gimel Kafifios, Zubitzad Zubishnayim Hachitonim Mugufafim, Vemtsoi Eina Mugufaf. Like the capital letter I. So, what's the story? V'yachid Bezeh, and it should say V'yachid Bezeh. All three, there's one person living in all three. So is this considered three areas, or one area, or two areas? So, says the Rabbi Yehuda, Nasa Kishayara, it's considered like a shayara, like a caravan, like they're all one big happy family. The Nos Din Lehen Kol Tzarchan, and everybody can carry into any one of the other three. It's like one area. Okay? Rashi says, V'nostin lehen kol tzarchan, Damrinon diore gedolim bekatan. The people that live in the big one also live in the small one. It's the same case as the big chatzar going into a small chatzar. The people that live in the big chatzar can go into the small chatzar, because to them it's an entranceway. Same thing over here. The two ends can go into the middle, because to them it's entranceways. What about the middle guy? He can't go into the other ones. So Rashi says, Nimtu shloshtan b'emtzoi v'emtzoi mitarfan. Since it's as if all three are in the middle one, because all three can go to the middle one, right? The one who's in the middle one's already there. The other two can go there without an eruv. Umutar emtzoi ze kol shehu gadol hekaf mechitza. I'm not sure what this means. Shal shesi o shal eruv ukigon she eruvu. But they made an eruv.
Can A go into C?
Yes, if they made an eruv. Now, what about the other case? Emtzoi megufaf. If the middle one's fatter, v'shnayim hachitzoniim ain't a megufafin, and the two ends are not megufaf, like the other case of the plus sign, v'yachid bezeh, v'yachid bezeh, v'yachid bezeh, and each one's living in one of the three, einos nin lehem ella base sheish. That each one only gets base sheish means two besa, which is the area of a karfif. In other words, you're stuck in your own area. You don't combine with any of the other two areas. You're stuck where you are. Why? Because each one's a very large area, and you can't combine them because you don't. This idea about the entranceways doesn't apply, because they're not entranceways because they're too fat, right? Rashi says, "Ein nos nilhem ela beis asayim lekol karfif." Only get two beis for each karfif. Shaharei ein shlosha diur beechad. You don't have three people living in any one area. The diuri emtzoi bechitzonim. The middle ones and the outer ones. Zilahacha trehu deika ubemtzai lek elachad v'im echad mehen yoser beisasayim who usit fine. Now ibaylahu echad bezev v'echad zev b'shnayim beemtzai ma'u. What if you have two in the middle? What if you have two people in the middle? Does that change anything? So ilahacha nafki tlas lahavi ilahacha nafki tlas lahavi. Right. Well, how are the two the ones in the middle going to get out? They have to go through the two ends to get out. There's no entrance by them. They have to go out. So when they two come to me, I'm by myself. Those two are in the middle, and he's by himself. So when they two come to me to go out, there are three of us here. Three of us is already a chash of a number, and maybe we can carry in each other's reshuses because for this reason. Oh, Dilma. No, wait, what do you mean? Chad lahachanafik v'chad lahachanafik. No, one's going to go out that one, and one's going to go out that one. So you don't have three. Vimtim tzalomar chad lahachanafik. Chad lahachanafik, shnayim bezev, echad vimtzayimau. What about the other way around? What if there's two at the ends and one in the middle? How's the middle one getting out? He certainly has to go to one side. So he has to go to one side. So when he goes to one side, there's going to be three people there. So they consider one property because they can carry that back and forth. I said, well, ha-chavadai, ilahacha nafik plasahave. If you lahacha nafik plasahave, well, that's true. Or Dilmore, maybe, emo lahacha nafik, emo lahacha nafik. And we don't know which one has three, because we don't know which side it's going to go out from. The middle one can go out either side. And the havehelchazak, ba'ayin, lakula. In all these cases, we're makel. The case is never going to come up. So, okay. Next. Amr of Mor, this is also not easy. Amr of Chista, Gidud, if I have a separation between my, this is a brand new topic, it's a brand new topic. If I have a separation between my chatzar and your chatzar, what is the separation? Well, there was a mound of dirt that was 5 tvachim tall. So why should I get rid of that dirt? I'll build a wall on top of that dirt, 5 more tvachim. I have 10 tvachim wall, separating my property and your property. Says Rav Chista, Gedud Chamisha Uchamisha Veumichitza Chamisha. If I have a Gedud, which is some kind of partition, of 5, and I build a wall on top of that of 5, Ein Mitzdarfen, it doesn't combine. Ajihe Okulo Begedud, Okulo Bemichitza. It has to be either all sand, all dirt, all some kind of mound, or all a wall. You can't make half and half. Can't make half and half, why not? So it doesn't explain why not. Meisvei, what is Rav Chista talking about? We have a bride that says 100% you're allowed to do that. Shtei chateru zu lemaila mizu. Again, pictures will help for this. Well, they're not really going to help because they're not going to send it anyway. Even with the picture, you're not going to make a difference. You have two chatzers, one on top of the other. What does it mean it's on top of the other? You have a mechitza, you have a chatzer, and there's a wall, and the other chatzer is higher than the first chatzer. What?
Two different elevations.
Two different elevations. Excellent, that's a good way to say it. Two different elevations. Right, you have the higher and the lower. Shtei chatzer, zu lemaila mizu. Velyona gavo min ha-tachtona asara tvachim. It's 10 tvachim taller than the lower mechitza, than the lower chatzer. Now, what's separating the upper chatzer and the lower chatzer? A wall, right? Or maybe it's not a wall. Sheyesh bo gedud chamisha, u'mechitza chamisha. It could be a mound of 5 and a wall of 5. And the top chatzer has elevated in the bottom chatzer. What's separating the two? There has to be something separating it, otherwise how could it be above?
A little bit of wall.
So it's half a wall, half a gedud. Half dirt, half a wall. Oh, sheyesh bo gedud chamisha, u'mechitza chamisha. Oh, sorry, I said that already. Ma'arvin shnayim ve'ei ma'arvin echad. You have to make 2 mechitzas. You can't make 1 mechitza. Yeah, you can't make one chat. You can't make 1 eruv. Why not? I can't make 1 eruv. Because they're way up there. How can I make 1 eruv? They're way up there. I'm down here and they're way up there. 2 different areas. How can I make 1 mechitza? So the answer is, I have to make 2 mechitzas. What do you see? That a gedud and a chatzer and a mechitza and a wall combine to make them way up there. According to Rav Chista, they don't combine. If they don't combine, they're not way up there. They're right down here with me. And therefore I should make 1 mechitza, 1 chatzer. One chatzer. The fact that the Braisa allows you to make a gedud and a wall to make a mechitza, the Rav Chista is wrong. Rechitza is wrong. How can Rechitza ever run a braisa? Pachas mikan, if it's less than 10, then ma'arvin echad ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim. You can't make 2, because it's 1 area. You can't make 2 eruvs in 1 chatzar. I don't do that. Here it's 1 chatzar. Either 7 tvachim above, 7 tvachim is nothing. So, you know, get your boots on and go climb up there. But it's not considered a separate chatzar. So it's a kasha on Rav Chista. So Amar Rava said, "Moda Rav Chista b'tachtona." Rav Chista would agree, from the perspective of the bottom chatzar, when they look up, they want to go visit their friends at the top chatzar. It's 10 tvachim away. They're in another environment. It's another elevation. 10 tvachim away. Hal v'ro pnei asara. They look up. How many tvachim does it take for me to get from here up there? The answer is 10. 5 is a gedud, and then 5 is a wall. However, from the perspective of the upper one, looking down, that's not going to be 10. Says Rav Chista, says Rav, explaining Rav Chista, why not? Because it's not really a wall, half of it is a gedud. That's what Rav answers. Okay? hachi tachtona ta'arif shnayim v'lo ta'arif echad. If that's true, then the bottom one should be required to make two Erevs. Right? Why? One for us and one for them. Because, from our perspective, they're way up there. However, Elyona, but the top one, lo ta'arev, lo lechad, v'lo shnayim. They can't make one, they can't make two. Why can't they make one? They can't make one because, from their perspective, the lower one is really part of their chatzah. What? Right, the lower one's part of their chatzah. So, how could they combine them? The bottom ones can't combine with the upper one. How could the upper one combine with the bottom one? So the upper one's stuck. They can't make an Erev at all. They can't make one, they can't make two. They can't make one because the lower one can't join with them. They can't make two because they're really one area. So, that answer makes no sense. So, Amar Rabbi Bar Ula, Gon Chayisal Yona, Migofefes, Ad, Eser, Amos. What this answer means, I don't know, not 100% sure. But what it means is, really, it's less than 10 tvachim. Really, it's less than 10 tvachim. Let's say it's 5 tvachim. Or 6 tvachim. Now, what it really means is like this. In order to have a mechitza, you have to have 10 tvachim. What if I have 10 tvachim, and carved out of the 10 tvachim is like a one tefach space? Does that ruin my 10 tvachim? Because I carved out not really 10 tvachim all the way through and through. Does that ruin my 10 tvachim? I have a 10 tefach wall. 10 tefach wall.
Wouldn't it be the same halakhos we got at the beginning of the Sefer with how much breach?
How much can the breach be? 10 amos. A 10 amos breach. Why can't I have a 10 amos breach? Because 10 amos is considered an entranceway. So I have it's considered an entranceway. So I have a machitza. I have a wall like this. I'm down here. They're up here. There's a 10 tefach wall. But the 10 tefach wall, what I did was I cut 5 tvachim out of it for 10 amos of distance. Does that have a 10 tefach wall? Yes and no. Because I cut out so much of it to make the entrance. That's the case of Chis is talking about. So therefore what? Therefore, Kigon Chayis El Yona Mugofefes at Eser Amos. I have a 10 tefach wall. I'm sorry. So I have 5 tvachim of gedud, 5 tvachim of wall, and then I have my entrance. So it's not really. So therefore what? Right? So therefore what? Therefore each chatzar can make its own eruv. The bottom one doesn't make it impossible for the top one to join together. That's how I have to give that pshat. Okay. If that's true, Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa. What does the Seifa say? It said, Pachas Mikan, Ma'arvan Echad, the Eman Arvan Shnayim. If it's less than that, you can only make one Erev, you can't make two Erevs. Why can't I make one Erev? It's one area. Iboyichad Ta'arev, Iboyichad Ta'arev. So why can't each one make their own Erev? Why not? Why can't he make their own Erev? So I'm Rabba, God Jennifer Tachtona, Bimilua, Lel Yona. Where the bottom Chatzar, the bottom one, is breached to the top one. Whatever that means. Ihachi tachtona chad ta'arev trei lo ta'arev. Then if that's true, the tachtona should make two Erevs, and, I'm sorry, tachtona has one Erev, they can't make two Erevs because it's one area. There's a breach. It's one area. So Gemara says, no, Elyona, Iboy, trei ta'arev, Iboy, chad ta'arev, but the upper one can tachtona make two or one. Because why? Because there's no breach by them. So they can make either one if they want by themselves, or two, one with them. They can make one with both chatzers, or they can make two, one by themselves, let the bottom make by themselves. You're right. You're right. Who can only make two? Only the bottom one. Okay. That was very difficult. We did it very fast. Dorish Maremar. Gedud chamishu mechitza chamishu mitzdarfen. He argues on Rav Chista, and he says, no, if you have a gedud, that's 5, and then a wall, that's 5, of course it's a mechitza, no shaylas. Ashkin revealer of Acha, Brei Derava, Amalei, Trei Mar, Tani Mar Midi b'mechitza? Did they say anything over in the yeshiva about this case? Amalei, lo. I didn't hear anything about it. Hilchasa, the halacha is, Gedul chamisha, umachitza chamisha, mitzdarfin. It combines. Okay? Whenever this is going to come up, it combines. Now, next. Bayer of Oshia. Diorin habo'in b'shavis, mahu she'yaser. What happens? We had, I had a chatzar, you had a chatzar next door, there was a wall in between, we had an Erev, you had an Erev, life was very good, we had this already, and the wall fell down on Shabbos. So now, that's what it means, the urine showed up on Shabbos. Residents showed up. Where'd they come from? They came from the other wall, other chatzar, where the wall fell down. So we didn't make an Erev with them, and you can't make an Erev on Shabbos, so now what's the story? Are we grandfathered in from when Shabbos started? So even though now, right now, there's no wall, and right now, really in two different, really in the same chatzar, it still can carry in my part, and you can carry in your part. So Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda said, Tashma. It's a raya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah? Our Mishnah didn't say anything about this. So Rav Chisda learns the Mishnah in a very funny way. He says, Chatzar Gedola, Shenifritza L'Katana. A Chatzar Gedola that goes into a Chatzar Katana. That was how we started the Mishnah, right? Remember? Chatzah Gedola goes into a Chatzah Katana. How did the Chatzah Gedola go into a Chatzah Katana? Says the Chizda, you know what the Pshat must be? There was a wall there, and it fell down on Shabbos. And we'll let you go in from the Chatzah Gedola to the Chatzah Katana. So what do you see? The fact that the wall came down changes everything. When there was a wall there, I couldn't go in there. How am I getting? I can't walk through walls. Now the wall went down, I can go in. Changes everything. Gedola Muteris for Katana Asura. The Gedola you could go, but the Kadans can't go. Why? But Neshi Kepesach Hashem Gedola, because it's only an entranceway. So what do you see? That when the wall comes down on Shabbos, the halacha changes or it doesn't change. Amal Rabba, no. Emar Mibod Yom Nefritza. No! It didn't fall down on Shabbos. It fell down on Friday. In other words, at some point during the week, there's no wall here anymore. The construction people came and took it away. And it fell down, not because it happened on Shabbos. Amalei Abaya Lotei Mamar Emar. Don't say maybe fell down on Friday. Elavadai Mibod Yom Nefritza. It for sure came down during the week. Not a question about it. There's no question about it. The Hamar Hu De Amar, because he said Baymine Meirav Huna Ubaymine Meirav Yehuda Erev Derech Pesach. There was an Erev because there was an entranceway between my chatzar and your chatzar. So we made one Erev. We like each other, hang out with each other. We were there. V'nistan Pesach. And someone came and closed up the wall. Or, Erev Derech Halon, Finistam Halon. There was a window in between, and someone came and stuffed up the window. Mahu, what's the story? In other words, V'amali, and he told me, so in other words, it happened on Shabbos. I said, it happened on Shabbos. And he told me, Kivan Shehutra, Hutra. Once it was mutter, on Friday night, when Friday and Shabbos began, we had a wall, we had a door in between our two chutzes, we had a very happy Erev between the two of us. Someone came in the middle of the night and built a wall, stuffed up the hole, stuffed up the doorway. That doesn't change a thing. Why? Because Kivin Shehutra, Hutra. Once Shabbos starts, that's the status. I don't know if this applies to an Erev in the town. I know. I don't know if we say it by an Erev. So we say it by Chatzars. I don't know if we say it by a real full Erev. I don't know. But he said, since it fell down, we don't consider the falling down as anything. Doesn't change a thing. So then what do you see? That when the big Chatzar goes into the little Chatzar, it didn't happen on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos nothing would change. It must have happened before Shabbos. So that's a raya that it happened before Shabbos. All right? And we'll stop here by Itmar.
If somebody from the big cluster goes into the little cluster on Shabbos, that's the right.
Right.